Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue with Pel Yoyetz, Shem 262, on the topic of God, their boundaries, the extremely, extremely life-altering discussion of writing down on a piece of paper, as we discussed previously in Shem number 261, how we have mitzvahs to do, we have responsibilities. Run for the opportunity to do a mitzvah. And flee. Run away from an avera like it's fire, like it's acid, like it's poison. Continues the Pel Yoyetz, and he says, write down on a piece of paper that you have to be careful to make sure that no ma'acholos asuris, no forbidden foods, no food that does not have a proper hechsher, that's not kosher properly, enters into your mouth. Or if there's a suffix iser, it should not enter your mouth. Sometimes there's a doubt, oh, maybe it's not a problem, maybe it is a problem, maybe it's not. So there's the yetzahar that says, well, it's suffix. And before you know it, the person gives into his temptations. Or when it comes to vegetables, are we checking the vegetables properly to make sure there are no bugs in the vegetables? Do we know what bug we're looking for? People tell me sometimes, there's no bugs there. If you don't know what type of bug to look for, you won't find it. You have to know what you're doing. Person needs a bug. If it's a water bug, there's 4 lavin. A creepy crawly bug, that's 5 lavin. A flying bug, that's 6 lavin. 1 tiny little bug, 4, 5, or 6 lavin. This is what he says to write down on a piece of paper. And we should read this every single day to mechazek ourselves. To find out who is the mashkiach in the restaurant that we're eating by. Does the mashkiach know anything about the halachas of Hilchus Shabbos if it's mashkiach on Shabbos? Now is not the time to discuss the horrific stories I've heard firsthand of the laxities that exist sometimes with kashrus. Continues the Pel Yoyetz. When we achila gas, we have to make sure we're not stuffing our mouths. We go to a simcha, we go to a shmorg, go to a dinner. It's not an all-you-can-eat situation. There's a tremendous, tremendous yetzahara to take more food and more food and more food. V'afilu midvarim v'teilim. And the person has to be careful not to speak dvarim v'teilim. Sounds like dvarim v'teilim is for great tzaddikim. Great tzaddikim, they don't waste their time in idle chatter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I give you time. I give you time here to use your mouth to mechazik people. Not just to waste your time at dvarim v'teilim. Hashem continues, he says, write down, Hashem despises, abhors, it's an abomination to Hashem, haughtiness, arrogance. Now, he's really getting to the core of what we need to hear. How many times do we have situations in our lives that people insult us, that people offend us, that people attack us? A slight comment over here, something ridiculous over there, and you wonder why? For what? Says the Pel Yoyetz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very close to those who are despondent and lowly of spirit. They hear the insults, but they daven to Hashem that Hashem should hold themselves back, but not insult back to the person who insulted them. And it's very difficult. Very difficult. And I have to tell you something. I'm on the same side as you. I have the same nisyonis. I just had it this morning. Out of the blue. We're all in the same nisyon over here. They hear their insults. And the Gemara speaks very highly of such people who don't respond. And that's the Nisayin now. How to respond correctly. And the best way is not to respond. Then he tells us to write down on this piece of paper, Nakir miut erkeinu v'koytzer hasogoseinu v'oytzem chatoseinu. We have to realize, in regards to what we can accomplish, our lowly stature, the limits of our knowledge of Torah, how much more we have to learn, and the averus that we have done. Now, we have to be careful not to get too down on ourselves, but at the same time, we have to realize we might have made mistakes in our lives. We might have done averus, and acknowledge this. And therefore, look at the next words. And these are madregas we have to strive for. These are levels we have to yearn for. V'nyeh semeichim b'yisurim. We're going to be happy with yisurim. You might be wondering, did you hear correctly? We should be happy with suffering? We should be happy if someone insults us? And we talk about this a lot with all the shiurim as well, with the Chofetz Chaim. And the same way a person, Rachman Lutzon, if he goes to a doctor, and he tells the doctor something's hurting him, something's bothering him, and the doctor says, okay, come here. And the doctor takes out a scalpel, and you say to the doctor, what are you doing? What are you doing with that? I didn't expect this. I understand, but I have to cut something off. Is it going to hurt? It's going to hurt a little, yes. But we know we went to the doctor. So the doctor is going to help us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rofei Chol Basar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the medicine we need. And this is how we have to view the person who insults us. It's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rejoice in the suffering. It's going to help us not fight with that other person. And the person sees, you know what? This is exactly because of my averus that I might have done, that Hashem is curing me. Hashem is healing me. We're not going to come to fight with that person. We're not going to have machlekes with that person. We're going to realize this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of my avera, giving me the kapara that I dearly need. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid zeklal godu b'teiro. V'ani mamin be'emun shalema shemeloi chol horetz kavoidoi. This is what the person should be writing down. Shivisi Hashem, I see Hashem in front of me at all times. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is molei chol haaretz kavod, Hashem is everywhere. Veichi moleini libi lavar al rotzein melech rom v'nisa. How could it be that I dare to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen? Oyum v'noiro. How terrifying and awesome HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And I could come to anger him defiantly and to do the opposite of what he wants. This is the general message that the Pelioitz is telling us we should write down. This is the continuation from Shift 261, where we started discussing what to write down on this piece of paper. And we have to ask the question, how many of us have written this down since we heard Shir 261? Pelioitz then continues, which we're going to stop now, how each and every one of us have to personalize the rest of this letter, the rest of this piece of paper that we're going to write down on. And we'll, Mr. Shem picked it up next time to make this more personal to each and every one of us for ourselves.